time will come.
Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned a very powerful event or a very powerful situation which will take place or which will be seen near the end of time. I would like to share the summary of it with you. The very beginning of the hadith is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentions that a time will come upon the people. So he was talking about a time which had not come during the prophetic era. He was foretelling, he was relating an event that of the future. The event, the description of the event begins with the protection of Iman. The theme is how difficult it would be for one to protect his Iman. This is the initial theme of this hadith. And the summary is that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the only person who will succeed in protecting his Iman. Generally, he said, people will struggle, people will not be able to, people of religion, people who follow religion, they won't be able to protect their Iman, except for the one who takes his religion, meaning for the protection of his religion. He goes from one mountain to another mountain, from one hole, meaning a cave, from one cave to another cave. So what is this person doing? He is not able to protect his religion in a normal way. He is segregating from the people. That's how difficult it will be to protect one's religion. Mountain to mountain, cave to cave. He is running away just to protect his Iman. This is how horrifying the condition of the people of religion will be in that time. So the question comes to mind, if protecting the religion is so difficult that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is saying that the man is going from mountain to mountain, from cave to cave, what kind of condition are we talking about? What will be happening in that time? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the hadith continues and he says, in that time, one shall not be able to earn without displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something we find very difficult to imagine, that the conditions will be such that a person who tries to work, earn income, he will not be able to earn without displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sins will be so prevalent. Societies, communities will be rife with sin. So much sin, that's something we can't really imagine. He continued, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, when this situation will occur, a man will be destroyed by his wife and children, or at the hands of his wife and children. And if he doesn't have wife and children, he will be destroyed by his parents, meaning parents who are living, obviously. And if he doesn't have parents, implying that they may have passed away, he will be destroyed by his relatives, or he will be destroyed by his neighbors. The Sahaba was shocked by this. They questioned the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will this happen? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they, whether they are referring to the wife and children, or parents, or relatives, or neighbors, whoever it is, they will make him feel ashamed of his financial difficulty. When this will happen, the man will take himself to places of destruction. We may see some signs or some elements of that tradition which apply to us. It may be the case that we may have felt some kind of embarrassment in the past due to our financial limitations. Let this narration be a warning, be a reminder that feeling that embarrassment, that is the first step. And then the last step is going to places of destruction. You may be thinking you're going to places to change the situation for the better, but you are going to places which will destroy you. these places will make the matter worse. For the greed that you may see in family members, that greed will never be satisfied. They will have no contentment. And then there will be no apparent end to your walk on this path of destruction. So we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we live our lives according to the teachings of the Sharia. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A time will come. A time will come.